Hello, everybody, and welcome to Breakdown, where we talk about the business of the video game industry. I'm your host, Corbin, and in today's episode, we just finished watching the August Nintendo Treehouse, and I want to talk about it. So let's get started. Now, this Nintendo Treehouse we just had in August confirmed three things for me. Number one, we will most likely not be having a full Nintendo Direct in August. Why is that? Because this has been a trend in the past with Nintendo where if they just want to show something off, they'll do this. Along with that is how we just had a Splatoon 3 Direct not too long ago. If you're wondering, I'm not a big fan of Splatoon, so I'm not going to be talking about that. But that's the other thing I wanted to mention. Because in this Nintendo Treehouse today, we got to look at two games, Splatoon 3 and Harvestella. So first off, let me just mention what they had to say about Splatoon 3 since it was the first game that they showed off. Pretty much they did a few story missions and just talked about that. I have played a good amount of Splatoon. I've put about 20 hours into them. I've played about maybe 3-ish hours of the first Splatoon on the Wii U with some family, and then I bought Splatoon 2 and played it for a little while, but then just sold my digital copy or physical copy just because it wasn't a game I was enjoying. I am not really a fan of the multiplayer experiences like that, and it just, it was fun. I enjoyed the story mode, and this was long before Octo Expansion ever came out, which I've heard is an amazing story player mode. So it may be something where I may give it a chance with the third one and wait for the DLC with the story content that may be coming. I don't know. But the story content they showed definitely looked like what Splatoon's story content was. They had a area where they just had to climb up and use different weapons to splat the enemies and do the thing, along with pretty much explaining how Splatoon works as a game. They did like an on-rail shooter type of thing, and it looked decently hard all around. But then they also showed some multiplayer stages that you'll be able to play in the upcoming Splatfest that is happening soon. Splatfest, if you don't know, is a mechanic in Splatoon where you pick a side of something. I think the first one that they are doing for the playtest is rock, paper, and scissors. Personally, I always use paper, but I'm not going to play in it. So you choose these sides, and you're teamed up with that side, and you pretty much fight it out. Like I said, I participated in one Splatfest while I was playing Splatoon, and it just really didn't get me into the game anymore. But overall, Splatoon looked very interesting. It looked like it had a lot to offer for fans of it. And while I may not be interested in it, I'm sure that plenty of people are. Again, Splatoon 3, the actual game itself, is coming out on the 4th of September, I think. Something like that. I don't know, don't quote me. And the playtest with the Splatfest is happening this weekend of the time this is being posted. The second game they showed off was Harvestella, which was shown in the earlier partner showcase this year, and it was one of the games that I was decently interested in. And after watching the gameplay, I am still decently interested in it, but more of I want to play it now, because it looked like you're doing the whole farming simulator thing, you're growing crops, you've got a huge time mechanic, the seasons changed. And it was a very interesting presentation, all around. Going back to Splatoon and watching it, I've always found that Splatoon is a game that's easier to watch, right? Well, Harvestella here was a game that is very hard to watch for me. Same thing with like a game like Minecraft. I would much rather watch somebody play that instead of play it myself. I think the same is with Splatoon. It looks very entertaining, but when I get it in my hands, it's not. And I think Harvestella is the exact opposite of this. I think it was really boring to watch and just watch them walk around and listen to the commentators talk. But whenever you're playing it, it seems really interesting. Pretty much what they showed us was they sort of like showed us like some cutscenes from the first chapter with them talking over it and explaining it. And then they did a mission in the second chapter, I think is what they said, where they ran around and they were trying to look for somebody and just do things like that. They went to town, they watered their vegetables, they went into a dungeon and they fought. It is a completely action RPG, it looks like, in the battling aspect. Nothing that was really turn-based, just an action RPG all around. And it looks very interesting. I think it's November 4th whenever that's coming out, so Splatoon is September maybe 7th or 6th? I'm not sure. Well, it'll get figured out eventually. The game's coming out sooner or later anyway. But that's really my thoughts on this presentation today. I don't really have a lot on it. Splatoon looked fun to watch, like I said. Not very much fun to play. I may give it a chance, and I may sell my physical copy again, because, like I said, while it's a really fun game, and I've got a family member who really enjoys it, and I know a few other people who really enjoy Splatoon, like, they could play it for hundreds of hours and never get bored. It's just, I'm much more of a single-player, story-based kind of person, where Splatoon has a single-player, but is mostly, hey, learn how to use these guns, and if you learn how to use these guns, you can be better in the multiplayer aspect of it. And Harvestella, again, is just, it looks like it should be good. The art style was beautiful, the music was beautiful, but it's just a game where you're going to want to get it in your hands before you actually mess around with it. And with that, I think that's going to be it for this episode of Breakdown. I know not a whole lot, but that's just what I thought about the Nintendo Partner Showcase today. So, hope you enjoyed, and thanks for listening to Breakdown.